Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Good morning, Mark. Glad to have you back in studio here.
Good morning, Andy.
It's good to talk about the programs going on at St. Paul. And you have a number of programs throughout the year in terms of music at St. Paul. Let me help you with that here. And sometimes the mics don't want to cooperate here in the studio. They always want to fly away from us.
Well, so we have a Michael on the other on the other line, and he is going to be very cooperative this weekend. We'll hear from him shortly.
Well, what do you have? What's coming up here at St. Paul's? You always have just a robust music program coming at St. Paul's, and so something right around the corner here, correct?
Yes, we have a hymn festival, a service of sacred song this coming Sunday, September 21st at 4 p.m., and featured will be our guest artist, Reverend Michael Costello.
And I think it's time we should introduce him, Reverend Michael Costello, guest organist, and joining us by phone this morning. Good morning, Cantor Costello.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am well, thanks. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. Tell us about your background in music, and I'm looking forward to sharing some of your music this morning with our guests. Or with our listeners.
Well, thank you. From the earliest days of my life, I can remember the church lifting up music as one of the primary ways we praise God. And I was fortunate to have pastors as a young child who supported music ministry in churches. And the two always went hand in hand, the faith and excellence in music. And I have tried in my ministry here to continue down that line of providing music for the church that proclaims the gospel.
Well, we have some of your selections to share this morning with our listeners, and I thought we'd start off with, we're probably not going in liturgical order here, but Christ is Risen, Alleluia is one of the first pieces I'd like to share, as at least some of the selection with our listeners. Well, anything you'd like to share with us about the piece before we play that?
It's a piece that came about, I think two Easters ago, we were trying to find something that would work for the children that we knew would be there on Easter Sunday, and there was nothing that we could find, so I came up with this to fill that space for the day.
Very good. Here is Christ is Risen, Alleluia, from Reverend Michael Costello.
Thank you.
What a lively piece. That was so nice. Now, Michael, tell us, you wanted children, you said you wrote this piece to help with the children. How were the children involved in a piece like this?
Well, they would have been the performers of the piece, the singers, mm-hmm. and we have a school at the church I serve in River Forest, Illinois, and we always have the children involved in festival worship services, so they would have sung that anthem.
Well, it's a very nice piece. Mark, this is a festival of sacred music. I know that St. Paul's has just, as I mentioned earlier, a robust music ministry. How does music fit into the life of the church as minister of music there? What role does music play in the life of your church, your congregation there?
Well, it's very, very important. Of course, the Lutheran view is that music is the handmaid of the gospel, so it's a way in which we can proclaim. I might point out something that maybe many of our listeners don't know, and that is that we have a carillon that plays 5 hymns each school day, mm-hmm. As the children are arriving, and 5 more hymns as they leave, and they're usually based upon hymns that we're using. Either they're seasonal or they're in our part of our hymn of the month program curriculum or something like that. So they have this kind of subliminal mm-hmm. response or encouragement in terms of hymnody. But we also have hymns and music are very, very important in our school and in our congregation.
I've noticed the carillon. My son's pediatrician is right across the street from St. Paul's. So when when we're coming in or out from an appointment, we get to hear the music, and it's nice. You don't hear that in all the in everybody's neighborhood today. So it's kind of nice. It's that reminder just throughout the week that God gives us His good gifts in divine service, and it kind of draws us back to that Sunday morning. Yeah, it's nice to have that music.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Reverend Costello, let's talk about some more of the selection that'll be in the festival that's coming up this weekend, September 21st. Let's talk about some more of the selections. Are there any other selections that you'd like to highlight this morning?
There are a number of pieces that have special meaning for me for different circumstances. I can think of Sing with All the Saints in Glory, which I composed for a hymn festival for All Saints Weekend when I was in college, actually. And it remains one of the pieces I'm most proud of as far as how it turned out. And I think it really is a reminder to us that we indeed do sing with the church in every time and place.
And what a timely piece, All Saints, not too far, right around the corner. Well, let's listen, let our listeners enjoy some of that selection as well. Sing with All the Saints in Glory from Reverend Michael Costello.
Thank you.
Sing with All the Saints in Glory from Reverend Michael Costello. And that tune is very familiar. Why do I know that, Mark?
I don't know. It's a very it's a very interesting tune. There are certain moments in it where I expect it to do something else, and it doesn't. But it really works very, very well.
Tune is by William Bradley Roberts. It's in a number of hymnals, and that, of course, is just my arrangement of it. But I always find the warmth of the flute and the strings on the organ mm-hmm. really proclaim the text just beautifully.
Absolutely. A very nice piece. Well, I want to talk about some more of the selections and the upcoming event. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll give some more details about the event coming up this weekend at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. So stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, this is Vern Gunderman inviting you and your golf buddies to participate in Christian Friends of New Americans' second annual golf tournament. It's Wednesday, October 1st, at Quail Creek Golf Course. Funds raised help CFNA welcome refugees and new Americans in the name of Jesus Christ as CFNA helps them establish a new life through Bible studies, tutoring, health screenings, citizenship, and ESL classes. It also provides scholarships so they can attend LCMS schools. Please join us. Information at cfna-stl.org.
Jesus and the Bible exhorts us to agreement in all biblical teachings. I'm Rod Zwanitzer, one of the four hosts of Concord Matters, a show with that worthy goal, Concord, inviting you to join us Saturday mornings at 10 and repeated Tuesdays at 2 p.m., as well as 24/7 on demand.
Listen to Concord Matters on the Messenger of Good News, KFUO.
Hi. I'm Pastor Ted Lesh, pastor at Chapel of the Cross Lutheran Church in North St. Louis County, inviting you to listen to our KFUO radio worship broadcasts on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock. Active worship, preaching, music, and singing are part of every one of our services at Chapel. Join us Sunday nights at 6. It's one more broadcast worship opportunity for you from your friends at Chapel of the Cross and KFUO Radio.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with Dr. Mark Bender, Minister of Music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, Missouri, and also the Reverend Michael Costello, cantor, and he is the guest organist that will be featured at the Festival of Sacred Music this weekend on the Sunday, September 21st at 4 p.m. at St. Paul's here in De Pere, Missouri. Correct, Mark?
Correct.
What would you like to, any other details about the event that you'd like to share with us?
I would like to tell people where we're located.
That would be a great idea.
Right. So we're in De Pere at the corner of Manchester and Ballast Roads, sort of across the intersection from West County Shopping Center, which is right at that wonderful crossroads of 270 and Manchester. So really quite easy to get to. But at 4 o'clock, so come, and it'll be an exciting hour, I think, of mm-hmm. scripture readings and hymns, these wonderful settings of Cantor Costello, and some prayers, and a nice light reception afterward, at which time people can greet Cantor Costello, too.
Oh, very good. Let's talk about some more of the music that will be featured in this festival. Cantor Costello, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? Tell us about this piece.
Well, I wrote this for a hymn festival at Grace Lutheran in River Forest, where we were having a hymn festival on the hymns of Paul Gerhardt. So this is a text by Paul Gerhardt, great Lutheran hymn writer, And it's a great hymn of expectation. I've used it both in Advent and on Palm Sunday, for that matter. I think it's a strong congregational hymn and worth every church knowing well.
Very good. Very good. All right. Let's take a listen to O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? We're talking about the a festival of sacred music that's coming up this weekend at St. Paul Lutheran Church in De Pere with Dr. Mark Bender and the Reverend Michael Costello, who will serve as guest organist. Now, Mark, Reverend Costello will be there as guest organist. Will there be other musicians involved in this festival as well?
Yes, we have our adult choir and also our school choir participating, as well as some instrumentalists, brass quartet, timpani, and some woodwind instruments.
There's something about timpani and hymns and sacred music that just, I don't know, especially for a festival. I love timpani at Reformation. There's just something about it. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, you're probably not alone, Andy. It's just, it completes that ensemble of brass and gives that strong percussive drive to it.
Reverend Costello, when you're composing or arranging, what are some of the things that help you decide how to arrange a piece or what instruments to choose?
Well, everything for me is driven by the text of the hymn. I was just actually looking at the score as we were listening to that last piece, and the text in stanza 3 is, "I lay in fetters groaning, you came to set me free." And in the organ part, I mean, you can hear a lot of dissonance and sort of sounds of groaning, but also hidden in the organ part is Luther's melody for "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come." And you wouldn't hear that necessarily, but the top line of the organ part is sort of a little reminder that Christ came to set us free, and that the incarnation is so central to our understanding of who Jesus is and why he matters in our lives.
I think we have enough time for just at least a little bit of one more piece. The strife is o'er, the battle done. What would you like to tell us about that piece?
It's just one of my favorite Easter hymns. This whole program is filled with hymns of joy and expectation for our Lord's return, and what better way to celebrate that expectation than in him who is the firstborn from the dead on Easter Sunday.
The strife is o'er, the battle done. The strife is o'er, the battle is done. We've been talking about the upcoming Festival of Sacred Music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Dr. Bender, just a quick rundown of the details again, how folks can find where St. Paul's is and the time of the event, all those details again.
This Sunday, September 21st, 4 p.m., St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere, at the intersection of Manchester and Ballas Roads, across from West County Shopping Center.
Very good. Easy to get to. 4 p.m. And Reverend Costello, are you excited about coming to St. Louis?
I'm very excited. I'm getting in my car in just a moment, actually, to begin the drive.
Well, I pray that you're blessed with a safe trip. It looks like you have a beautiful day to make that drive down 55 and come here to blessed St. Louis and spend some time with us. Hope that your visit here is a good visit, and looking forward to great music at St. Paul's and the music that you all will be making together with the choirs here, and I'm sure it's just going to be a great time.
Indeed, and thank you for your ministry and for sharing about this wonderful event.
Absolutely. Mark, any final words as we wrap up our time together this morning?
No, we just look forward to having people come. You can't say heard that, been there. So there's much, much more.
Yeah, always great music. And then not too far down the road, just a sneak peek of what's coming in the next season.
Right. Just to highlight a couple of events. One is our annual service of sacred music for the time of Christmas, which will be two services held the weekend of December 13th and 14th. And then, this is special, next year, March 13th marks the 40th anniversary of St. Paul's Handbell Choirs. And so we're going to feature them on Sunday, March 8th, at a special celebration for them at St. Paul's. And then the season always closes on the Festival of Ascension with a festival Reformation service or festival Ascension service, and that'll be on the day, Thursday, May 14th.
Very good. We've been talking with Dr. Mark Bender. He's the minister of music at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Mark, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you, Andy.
And also Reverend Michael Costello, guest organist at the event this weekend, the Festival of Sacred Music. Reverend Costello, thanks so much for being our guest on His Time.
Thank you very much.
Safe travels and Godspeed. We'll see you soon. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.